White. Lodi, Wisconsin, June 20th, 1874. Dear husband, Brother Haskell is preaching. The weather is most favorable, but so oppressively hot that Lucinda would suffer were she here. But after reading your letter that you were sorry she did not come, I regretted that I said anything to oppose it. And yet I cannot see how you could accomplish any more in writing than you do now. You could not apply yourself to writing any more closely than you do now without endangering health and life. It was wholly for your sake that I urged Lucinda's staying with you. But the way is all open yet. If Lucinda feels like coming east, she can take the children and come along and accompany me east to the camp meetings. I understand that you have telegraphed for Edson and Willie to come to California. If so, Emma could take Lucinda's place, and the children could come with Lucinda. Or you are at liberty to return these children to their father. I will not hold on to them. Act according to your convictions, and I will acquiesce on your decision and let feelings have no place in the matter. Now, do just as you think best. I expect that Lucinda wants to visit her parents. It is right that she should. Let her act as she thinks best. I expect a letter from Edson and yourself tonight. Then I shall know better what course to pursue. I am satisfied I have a message to bear to the people. We earnestly pray for you in California, and we hope to hear that God's work is steadily advancing. I feel certain a great work may be accomplished, but faith must be combined with works. Faith alone is not enough, neither are works alone sufficient, but faith and works united can do very much. Your affectionate wife.